This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Boulder's police department is investigating a fatal officer-involved shooting. Police shot and killed a man while responding to a domestic violence call Thursday. Officers were at a home on Baseline when the suspect arrived. The department says a confrontation happened and the suspect pulled out a weapon. Two officers fired their weapons and the man died. The department says it has placed the two officers on temporary paid administrative leave. A trio of new disability rights measures have been signed into law, and advocates say they'll push for much bigger changes in the coming years. CPR's Benta Brooklyn has more.
One new law requires insurance companies to pay for specialized prosthetic devices to help young people participate in sports. Another makes it easier to file a disability discrimination lawsuit. The state is also setting up a task force to study a range of accessibility concerns. Democratic Representative David Ortiz sponsored the legislation.
Making sure that we're not just creating access in government, but in the outdoors and in housing.
Ortiz is Colorado's first lawmaker to use a wheelchair and says the task force will come up with a slate of policies to move forward at the statehouse. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado gas prices are far below the record highs seen ahead of last year's Memorial Day weekend. A gallon of regular unleaded will run you about $3.47 in much of the state. That's almost a full dollar below last year's average. AAA says increased supply has helped keep prices lower. A line of strong thunderstorms around 100 miles long is moving across the eastern plains. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.